Yosef Dov ben Chela, Besach Or Chole Yisrael. So we are up to Klal Tes, Sif Tesvov 15. Carrying on from yesterday, example of someone whose something was bad done to him, and you suspect somebody else, you're not supposed to say anything, and now we carry on. Baton of Ulaboyer, and now we're going to come to explain Ma Shenech Sholem Bezehar Banoshim, what a number of people stumble over. The Atzaya Tzur Echot, and I'll give you one illustration. And from that, you'll be able to work out any other similar situations. For example, somebody brings merchandise to a city to sell, and many buyers will come to him. It happens that someone who doesn't have money at the time, who borrows schora, he chooses something, and he says, please don't sell this item to anybody else. We'll go home and get the money. And through this, other buyers, potential buyers, will come. And they urge him, they exert great pressure, they should sell that particular item which the other person wants, which the first person chose. He relents, and he finds he has to do it. He has to sell it. And afterwards, the first one comes back and says, where's the item which I set aside? The seller says, Ploni Bo, so-and-so came. Says, I didn't want to give him. He threw the money down in front of me. I had no choice, had to take it. Guess who had to take it? Mr. Shem Yankee will carry on tomorrow if he's back.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Northwest London, Monday, Hey Shvat, 3rd of February, Rabbi Moshe Ellenson Schlitter. Why do we say Shira every day? This week's Torah is sponsored by family Dudi Rosenberg in full memory of his father, Rabbi Yitzchok Tzvi ben Rabbi Nachman Moshe Meir Zichron Lebrocha, Rabbi Herschel Rosenberg, on his 30th Yad Sight yesterday.
The title here is Why Do We Say Shir Every Day? Something we say every day, and something very normal that we take on with our stride, and something that sometimes we don't think about it, and we're not going to change that, we're still humans. And Baruch Hashem, this is our zechus that we can say every day Shir or our davening, and it's part of our zechus, so we get used to it. And every time we need a little bit of a chizuk in it, and Baruch Hashem, hopefully, it will be. Try a small chizuk, a small prat. There's so much to speak about the shira, but once, like, maybe it was one small thing we'll maybe mention here, and hopefully it'll be a small chizuk for us. So I'll start with the lashon of Mishnah Berurah, Siman Nun Aleph of Katan Yozayin. Says v'yom shira, shira sayam b'simcha, b'dame b'daitoi ki ilu v'oisa yom over v'yom. Like we should say every day simcha with great shira with great simcha, and we should. Emulate, we should think, imagine that we're actually that day we're leaving Mitzrayim and crossing the Yam. And so he finishes off with the words of the Zoya, Arizal. Someone who says it, the Shira, every day, Basimcha, Moichen La'avinosov. Like this is the magic card. Moichen La'avinosov. Anyone says Shira every day, all his Averis are forgiven. Simcha, sorry. And this is also the Lashon of the Chidah. Right, by Mir Shir Sayam of the Soidach, Pisuk Zimmer, Shu Illum Oid, Venachas Ruach, the Shinus Zainu. That is part of Pisuk Zimmer, and this is the greatest level where we get to the pinnacle of Pisuk Zimmer is when we get to the Shir Sayam. And the Charedim writes that you should say, Bakol, Simcha, Kilu, Oysa, Vashab, Yasin, Sraim, many people say that we should say, Kilu, Oysa, Yoim, Yasin, Sraim, and that causes great Simcha. The question is, like, what is going on here? Mochnav and Nosav, something that, you know what I mean, get out of jail free, it's something much more that's going on here than something that's simple to the eye. And that's why I was asking, why do we say Shira today? Why would, you know what I mean, what zechus do we have, and what are we saying? What's behind it? And hopefully maybe we'll touch the tip of the iceberg. Another thing is, we say every day Shira, which was Oz Yashir, when we left, the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Klal Yisrael said, after the Kriyas Yamsuf, they said the Shira. Why do we say Shira every day? Why the Chora was also Halal? Halal also mentioned the different things of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's the Yitzis Mitzrayim also mentioned many times in Halal. Why is that? What's the difference between Shira and what's the difference between Halal that we don't say every day? Halal only say Yom Tov, Rish Chodesh. What's happening here? And Bifrat, the Gemara in Kufid Zayin and Psochim says, when it speaks about who's all the Tehillims, who said what, which Kapitloch, says, Halal Zeh Mi Omru. Who said, which, I mean, Pasha Dov, the Melech said it, Kol Dov Ben Yishai was said long is in Tehillim before Halal comes around. And it's Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eloz of Ani, Eloz of my son, said, Moshe Yisrael Omru. Moshe and Yisrael said when the B'shash Olu Minayam, they said Halal. So Bifrat, the Chora, Halal and Shira were said together at the same time. Why do we say pick Shira to say every day and not Halal? What's the difference? So we have to here discuss a small, I'm saying it's a longer Richas, but a small prat, why, what's the difference between Halal and Shira? Or Shira of Yod Yashir. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Pesach and Samach Dalot regarding the Maisa Korban Pesach, the process, how they did it, it says that Koris Halal in Gomri, while they shechted the Pesach, they said Halal with it. In Gomru, if they finished it, Shonu, they repeated it. They just basically recurred saying it until they finished doing all the Shechitas Pesach. Vim Shonu, they finished the second time around. Shoshu, they said the third time. The Mishnah says they never ever finished Halal three times. And Rashi says, who said the Halal? Rashi said that Kol Kittis Koi, all the Koinim, B'Shah Shechita, they said it. No one else. We know that by all Karbonos, the Levian. The Levian has Oimdin al Dechonon. The Levian was the one who says by all Karbonos, the Shira. But Shir Shalyo Yishay Yomim HaLevian. The Levian was the one who said it, not the Koinim. Why here does Rashi learn, not why, but Rashi learns that it was the Koinim here said the Halal. Tosfos straight away brings a Tisefta in Psachim. That Halavim who owned out the Chonam, the Omrim Esa Halal Bashir. It was Levim who said it, Bashas, Korban Pesach, not the Koinim. Rashi says the Koinim said it, and the Tosfos argues, he says Levim said it, and brings a Tisefta. The question is, the Maaser, what's Rashi going to do with the Tisefta? So there's a famous Briskerov that says that there was two things that happened Bashas, Korban Pesach. One was that the Koinim said Shir, and the Koinim said Halal, and Levim said Shir. Oh. There's a difference between Halal and a difference between Shir. Halal, the Levian said, so the regular din of Levian, that he said, by Korban Pesach.
Every day, not only
on Pesach. Not by Shas Korban, there's two things that happen. One is the Levian stood up and said that, continue saying what they normally said, and there's a special din by Korban Pesach extra, that besides the singing of the Levian, there's a singing of the Kohenim. The Briskerov brings the Mishnah in Erechin that says, that there was 12 times a year that Shneim also Yoim Bashana Hacholil, the flutes, Makel of Mizbeach. They used to sit and play instruments by Mizbeach. One of them is Shechitas Pesach. And he says, Halal, no, we don't bring in musicians to when we sing Halal. Maybe Shabbos and Yom Tov come, but Rish Chodesh, we should bring in, you know what I mean? Let's go bring an orchestra in for Halal. Why not? So there's a Briskerov that there's din Shira is only, there's a din Keli, there's possibility to sing Shira with music. But Halal was, there's no din Keli, there's only din Amira that we should say the words of Halal. And that's one of the Nafkaminos that he brings, that Shira is done B'Keli, Halal was done only B'Peh, and the Koinim said Halal had the din Kriya, and the Levim had every day, they also had the instruments, and the Gemara in Erechin it has a Machloikos, that what's the Ikashira B'Peh, Ikashira B'Keli, there's the Machloikos B'Zicha, the Levim had instruments that enhanced their Shira. There's a certain thing that B'Shah Shira, that there was a music, certain thing that brought out Simcha B'Shah B'Shaita, but Halal was not. Masha Halal we say on Yom Tov on Rish Chodesh, and that was something Kivon Moed, Shas Moed, the Yom Tov, and that's when there's a day of Simcha. That's when there's Halal. That initiates the Simcha. That causes us to say Halal. But Shira, we can say every day. There's no Miuchadik Simcha every day. We can say Shira in itself is not caused by something external that will make us say Simcha and Halal. Shira is for us to be able to appreciate, we'll see, second, to say that we want to say Shira is something in itself. It's not caused by something else. And really we could, that's the difference. The Shira is possible to say Bekedi, and Halal is not. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, B'shas, it's also Gemara Megillah. So the Gemara says, Amr Rishmul Bar Nachman, Amr Bionison. Why does the night before the Kris Yam Tov, we say the Malach, the Loi Kor Zel Zed, and the Pashas, the Mitzrim, didn't come close to the Yidden? Yeah, the Gemara here is referring to Malachim. Loi Kor Zel Zed Kol Alayla. But it's a Shor, Bikshu Malachi Asharis Loi Meshir. At that time, Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira in front of Kosh, like every night. We'll see what the Shira is, but every Pasha Malachim say every night. Every day, every night, but a regular Shira they say. Big Shu Malachi Asharis Loi Meshir Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My creations are drowning in the sea, and you're going to say Shira. You can't do such a thing when there's such a sorrow that's happening in Klal Yisrael, in the world, that you can go and say Shira. Now, the famous question, the simple question everyone asks, so how do Klal Yisrael say Shira after the Yom? The Bikish Malachi Yashar is Loim Shira. They won't say Shira. Hashem, Ma'aseh Yodai Tov Bayam. Comes Klal Yisrael, they're allowed to say Shira. What happened here? Like, Ma'aseh Yodai, the Chor is a Stira. Mashor doesn't really ask this question, but his answer answers these questions. One thing where he discusses, what did the Malachim want to say? His fifth shot was that Malachim wanted to say also Oz Yashe, and because they want to say Oz Yashe, Hashem said, no, you can't say Oz Yashe, Klal Yisrael have to say. There he says, he brings a medrash that there's a kedima of Yisrael before Malachim. He didn't mind Malachim really saying Shira. He wanted that the Yidden should say it first on the night of, because the Christians they have it. Ein Shalom, there's a medrash that about it. Sorry?
My creatures are drowning.
Yeah. It means that because when the creatures are drowning, he doesn't want the Malachim to be the one to initiate it.
Malachim should, but why Klal Yisrael if they're still drowning?
That's a good question. The Rashad says when he said Ma'aseh Yodai Tov Bayam, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't say at all. It means that they shouldn't say it first. Why did Malachim have a campaign not say it first? As a din of Klal Yisrael, they had a Hatzolah, maybe they can say it first, but it wasn't really that you can't, Shira can't exist with Ma'aseh Yodai. The second shout is what I want to bring out. Mashal says that, regarding to what we spoke about till now, that there's a difference between Halal and Shira. The Malachim wanted to say Halal. Of them, on that, the HaKadosh Baruch said, Ma'aseh Yodai Tov Bayam, don't say Halal. Because Halal can't, it's not a Zman Moed, it's not something that can initiate Simcha because something terrible in the world is happening. But Shira, by all means, they can say. And that's the Klal Yisrael want to say the Shira, and the Malachim didn't try to attempt to say Shira, they wanted to say Halal. The Klal Yisrael, when they say Oz Yashe Moshe, that was a separate din, they want to say Shira, and there's no problem with Ma'aseh Yodai Tov Bayam regarding saying Shira. Sorry?
Just the word Shira.
And Nochnami. We find many times in Shas that it's Shira and Halal interchanged. There's the same Gemara, so one place calls a Halal and Shira. You have to know when the Gemara is referring to each one. Nochnami, so. There's another Gemara that says, just to prove what you asked also, there's two Gemaras that says the same thing. Eshi Yisrael Shochtes Peschein, Gemara Pesachim Tzadihe, and Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin. Eshi Yisrael Shochtim Es Peschein. Is it possible that Klal Yisrael b'shas Korban Pesach, the shech the Pesach, the noitlinus lulavim, or when they're taking the lulav on Sukkos, they know him halal, then they don't say halal. B'shas, Rashi explains the simcha shel mitzvah on Pesach, the simcha shel mitzvah on Sukkos when we're doing the mitzvah of shechitz Pesach, on the mitzvah of netilas lulav, that is a simcha shel mitzvah that causes them to say halal. This Gemara in Pesach and Tadi Hay calls it Shira, and the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin calls it Halal, and Kufyat Zayin says Shira. It's the same Gemara, but both agree. It's talking about the Halal, because we only say Halal on that day. And saying what's special, Pesach and Sukkot, was Halal, not Shira. So, so again, we see that there's things that initiates, when there's external thing that initiates, Simcha Shal Mitzvah of Pesach, or Simcha Shal Mitzvah of Lulav, or Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh, the special simchas of the day, that's when we say halal. Shira is not caused by other things. And Shira is something that when we come to after Kriyas Yom Tov, Kriyas Yom Tov came to our core of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the words of the Shira is not referring to anything personal. Halal is like ma'oshev, more personal things, what we have, thank Hashem. Shira is not, it's all speaking about Michmoich Ba'inim Hashem, all the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakeim Anvei, all the lashonis of the Halal is not anything personal. It's something that when Christ came to the level of Akora, Shas Christianto, the Shas Nisim, then that is what gave them the level of Shira that they can sing the Hakora. The Lashon Lecharedim, when we say every day, he says, Shai Omer B'Medrash, we say every day, Shira every day. Shai Omer B'Medrash, Vayasa Moshe Es Yisrael Mi Yamsuf. And Moshe took Kal Yisrael through Yamsuf. She'esim Avon Yisem. He transferred them, he let them away off from the Averus. Why? She'nimchu Alidei Shira. She'omru, they were nimchu of Averus Alidei the Shira that they said. She'kol Mi She'nasu Lo Nes. Any person, not only then, any person nowadays, She'nasu Lo Nes. V'oim Shira, and he says Shira after he experiences a Nes. Moshe Avon Yisof, he gets forgiven of his Averus. But he says that the Yisod Shira is not, it's one time of Kriyas Yom Tov that the exclusive thing of that Nes. It's Kol Misha Nas Lo Nes. Anything that you get to Akora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of something almighty, something beyond us, and it's much too much for us to grasp, then there's that Sigvis HaKora, Kiddush Hashem, that we have to say Shira to thank us, not to thank, it's not a personal experience. We're saying Shira, something of Hashem, which is much higher than us. It's a personal thing, but that's why then in Achlami, you can also say Shira, but that's why when we say Shira in the morning, we should, because that's part of the Shira is to say, to experience the Nes and to be able to thank and say Shira to Hashem, to praise Him for it. the entering Shlach HaKadosh, he's speaking about the Tefillah and Pesukei Dezimra by us, and he goes on the Pasuk after the Shira. He says that Vayikach es Miriam. Miriam took the Locha Biyada Toifa Mecholos. She took Toif literally means flute, I think, and Mecholos is to dance. She took instruments, she danced between Simcha, and then Oshir Hashem, she went and said Shira. He says the Loshon Toif have to be Magdim here. The Shlach many places says, he brings down here that he says, many Mamakamas, where he says it, it's all beyond me. Lamaisa, he says that there's two mazikim in the world that's going Averis, going Chatoy. One's called Lilis and one's called Machalas. Yet the Machalas is a Loshan, he goes through the Kabbalah, how many kitim or mazikim and how many pairs of them. Machalas is something that he had called Mecholos. Machlas is the side of chet when people do chatoim mitoch simcha. There's two ways of people who do a chet. Either they're too happy or they're too depressed. Machlas mitoch simcha, mimenu nimshachin oisan haleitzim abalim mishte, they go maverios mitoch simcha. There's another type of chet called the mazik that is going chet. It's called lilis. Hu lehepuch loshen yulala. It's the words of yulala, loshen mourning, of crying out. People who are bitter and depressed. There's two types of mazik in that is going averus yidden. One is that mitoch simcha, or one is mitoch depression. And he says that when Miriam took the toif from Mochel, toif is gematria lilis. It's 480, and loshen lilis also lamed yod tof. It's 480, Mecholos is also the words of Machalas. It says, "Lirmoi shebitla toif kitosh lilis, or Mecholos levatel klipas ma Machalas." Miriam took the toif of Mecholos, the toif to mevatel the mazikim mitoich or mourning, the depression. Umecholos was the dancing, literally means to be mevatel the mazikim as goyim chet of mitoich simcha. And he says, "Bar remes v'loy kor zel zel kol halaylo." When you say the malachim the next night, it says loy kor zel zel halaylo. They didn't come close to each other. Laylo is lashon lilis as well. That the after the shira or during Kriyas Yam Suf, then there was a bittel of the avira of lilis, and also the kol machla shesamti b'mitzrayim loy asam alecho machla is lashon machla. It's that it was mevata the chatoyim. It's gvisa b'shas Kriyas Yam Suf. There's a bittel mikol avonisayim. That's lashon charedim. The charedim says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we asked Moshe that Yisrael me yamsu shesiyam avonisayim. Hashem, they brought us out to through Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu took us to a level that's bittel of machas, bittel lilis, bittel of any avirus or mazikim of avirus that was going avirus. And that's pshat why it's moch mochna avonisayim. There's gvisa thing when you come to Akor with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's mevata any sibah to do chet, and that's why. The shlo goes on weiter. That's why when we say shir, perhaps we say shir, there's a, if you tsuya and you over mitoich simcha, you imagine that we're going out since Mitzrayim, and then there's a gvisa bittel that comes out of that, a certain bittel of averus that comes out saying, when you say shir, when you come to Akor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's bittel averus, and that's why Mochan Avon is saying, it's something very simple that happens, and it's not so abstract. Everyone on a certain level to get to appreciate certain small things, then the shir will be goyim a pasha that the be mevat to the chet, and therefore moichna of any seim. I want to finish off with an interesting Belzerebbe vort that we had small vort from the Belzerebbe when get connected to this inyan. We say before the pasuk before shir, vayed Moshe yod aliyam vayibokra hamayim. Moshe put hit the water and the water split. Rashi says hamayim loshen rabim kol meimos sheba olam. All the waters in the world split. Why do we need that every single water and around the whole world had to split? The Kaisor came to the river, they came to the sea, and they had to get across. So it was partial that the Hashem split the water in order to facilitate them getting through. Every water in the whole world needs to split. Was it got to the nest? Hashem doesn't make nissen for no reason. So the Pelzer Rebbe said, Avertel, says Kaisor came to a level of boiled maim and not fish. They came to a level of, they were stuck. They came to, there's nowhere to go. They were, it was over. Oh, my man, not fish. They were desperate. Yeah, it was gone. They were all over. And that's when they occurred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem saved them, that boil my man, not fish, that Hashem saved them through the water, split it for them. Hashem made that every water in the world split for everyone to tell us that not only this shir of B'Shas Kriyas Yam Suf, that was when that Hashem split the water. Every time when someone's stuck in the world, any Nisoyan, any time people feel desperate, bo my nofesh, we don't know what to do, then vaybokra hamoyim, every single water Hashem can split, Hashem does split. And that's the school of the Shira. Like I said from the Sefer Charedim, Shakol Mishanasanir, every person, not only the Nest of the Christian time, any Nest that we have, Oim Shira, Mochna Vanesov, that's the appreciation when we pass through and Hashem saves us from that, that's the Shira, that's Mochna Vanesov, then it happens recurrent every person's lives and every. Hopefully every day that we appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And with that, we have the magic card, the Mochna Vanesov.
Astropolo on that Malachim saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't, you know, why are you singing Shira now? Why are you talking? So no, the reason is Malachim, I don't want you to sing because of Kamenuchav Netzar or whatever. Malachim came out, there's a bit of a, Hashem opened the window, that sound killed the whole army. Wow. Said, if you'll start singing, you'll kill them. Wow. I want Dafka, because they drowned the Jewish children, I want them to die by drowning. That's Pshat. Oh, wow. That's why I don't sing Shira. If you sing Shira, they'll die the wrong way. I want them to die drowning.
I'm coming to you. Beautiful Gemara.
Yeah.